Happy Thursday, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for Stock Talk. Multiple efforts are underway to stop a parasitic fly from swarming Texas and the rest of the United States and wrecking havoc on the nation's multi-billion dollar cattle industry. As screwworms fly closer to the southern border, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has again suspended live animal imports from Mexico. Meanwhile, some federal lawmakers are trying to fund a facility that would stop the fly from spreading further. There is an increasing alarm that the fly, which can cause serious and even deadly damage to animals, could reach South Texas as soon as June. Although the United States eradicated the New World screwworm from the country in 1966 using sterile insect technique, there is a constant risk of reintroduction. Since 2006, the U.S. and Panama have maintained a barrier zone in eastern Panama to prevent it from moving north. In 2023, however, USDA confirmed an unprecedented number of cases in Panama, and since then, cases in Central America and Mexico. USDA determined it was necessary to close the U.S.'s southern border to shipments of cattle, bison, and horses due to the increased threat. The bill, introduced in the U.S. Senate, would allocate funding for a facility capable of making sterile flies that would kill screwworm populations. The NDSA is supportive of preventive efforts to not only protect the industry, but of course the well-being of the animals as well. In other news from the Beltway this week, the U.S. House-passed reconciliation bill includes some key provisions of importance to cattle producers in our state. Among those, the bill expands access to the drought-related livestock forage program and bolsters the nation's three-prong approach to protect against foreign animal diseases. It also includes some of our industry's tax priorities, increasing the estate and gift tax exemption amounts, permanently increasing Section 199A small business deductions, preserving stepped-up basis, expanding limits on Section 179 expensing, and reinstating 100% bonus depreciation for 5 years. Mother Nature sure did her part this week to work on North Dakota's growing drought footprint, with widespread multi-day rains in much of the Flickertail state. Since my report last Thursday, there's 15% less area considered abnormally dry to an extreme drought conditions, and we shrunk the worst of it in D3 by nearly 4%. Still though, more than half of the state is colored on the U.S. Drought Monitor map, meaning we're far from out of the woods yet. But the timing of the recent rain was very important to support the season's grass production and, of course, to curb the state's elevated fire danger. Hopefully, more is on the way. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, visit us at ndstockmen.org or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk. Have a great Thursday and a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.